Hello everyone, welcome to the Well at Work podcast show with the host Julie Lee. Today I'm joined by the fantastic Mo Fala. Welcome to the show, Mo.
Thanks for having me, Julian.
All right, we're going to learn all about the fantastic stuff Mo has done building a business on his own. But first of all, we're going to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Let's kick things off and hope that it works. All right, Mo, you've got three lifelines. If you're not sure, use your lifelines. You can poll the audience. You can have a 50-50 split, or you can have 30 seconds to Google it on your phone. First question. Before its country suffered a 15-year civil war, what city was known as the Paris of the Middle East?
Do I get four options?
You do. They're just waiting for them to come up.
All right.
Here we go. Amman, Beirut, Dubai, or Jerusalem?
All right. I'm going to go with B, Beirut.
Beirut. Lock it in. No lifelines. That's correct. Well done, Mo. Do you have any inside information to that part of the world?
I don't know. My family's close to there, but Beirut's a beautiful place. I hear nothing but amazing things about the city.
Well, you got it correct, and that's the most important thing. Next question. As the Fresh Prince theme music tells us, Will Smith was born and raised where? West Philadelphia, Chicago, Queens, or Atlanta?
We're going to go with A, West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Have you got the song in your head, Mo? West Philadelphia, born and raised. All right, next question. Mo's off to a good start. British General James Brudenell, the namesake of a popular style of clothing, held which of these titles? Prince of Pullover, Sultan of Sweater, Earl of Cardigan, Tsar of Turtleneck.
This is, All right, go ahead.
This is an English question from England. They have all sorts of strange titles. This is a real person. Without using a lifeline or without guessing, which one are you leaning towards, Mo?
I'm leaning the most towards C.
Let's lock it in, Mo. I think you're onto a winner. That's correct. Nice. Mo Fala. Could he go all the way? He's showing some talent. Let's continue on. In a 2011 episode of The View, who confessed that she once worked as a phone sex operator? Star Jones, Barbara Walters, Joy Behar, or Whoopi Goldberg?
Ooh, all right. We're definitely gonna have to go for a Google on this one because I have absolutely no idea.
If you were to guess, which one would you be going for?
We're gonna have to go with B.
I would be getting a refund if I rung a sex line and Barbara Walters picked up. But anyway, let's go with a... Do you want to poll the audience?
Let's go ahead and poll the audience.
Let's poll the audience. Let's get those votes in. Sorry to Barbara Walters. Right, the votes are coming in. Wow, the audience is going... For Whoopi Goldberg by a long way. What do you think about that, Mo?
Yeah, we're gonna have to trust the crowd on this one.
Trust the crowd. The crowd always knows. Whoopi Goldberg is correct. Well done, Mo. You're doing very well. You've only used one lifeline. As seen in countless movie plots, what government agency oversees the Witness Protection Program in the United States? Is it the ATF, the CIA, the U.S. Marshals, or the Texas Rangers? Who does the Witness Protection Program?
I'm going to have to go with B on this one.
Tell you what, Mo, let's use a lifeline. Let's use a 50-50 split.
All right, let's go for it.
Oh, no. Well, I'm giving you a bit of a clue because I didn't like your answer, so that might tell you which one I do like.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're going to have to go with C on this
Let's
one.
Let's go for C. That's, I always help people out on one question, and that's what I've done. That is correct. You've got one lifeline left. Let's see how far you go. As host of The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson famously ended his monologues by pretending to do what? Shoot a gun, swing a golf club, throw a pencil, or bowl a strike. You've got one lifeline left. if you're not sure, this was a long time ago. This is like 70s and 80s.
Yeah, man. Pop culture is not my game.
No.
And yeah, no, it's not my game.
And this is a hard one to Google as well.
Yeah.
Just go get your phone out. We'll use your last lifeline.
Yeah, we're gonna have
and
to use
say,
it.
And say Johnny Carson ending his monologue. Ends his monologues. How? Something like that. All right, you got 30 seconds. You got your phone out?
I think I'm gonna wing it.
Let's wing it. All right, let's wing it.
I think I'm gonna just wing it, and I'm gonna go with D. I'm gonna go with ball of strike.
Let's take a look. Unfortunately, the answer is swing a golf club. Let's have a round of applause for Mo Falah. Did very well. He wanted to wing it. These were hard questions. They weren't exactly modern questions. All right, Mo. Let's have a chat to you now, and let's get rid of that. Now, Mo, I'm most interested in your fantastic journey because you're somebody that did it the hard way without really being given a business to sort of work on. You created something yourself, and you went out there and you built it all by yourself, which I think is a very great story. So tell us a bit about your journey, Mo.
Yeah, so the first thing is, like, you know, it's building it by yourself versus having great mentors is there's definitely a dichotomy between the two. So yes, I started the business on my own. However, I had great resources that I could always rely on and go to, and groups that I was a part of that I could go and get the information and data from for the things that I was missing. So I started in the solar industry in late 2018. That's when I first ever started. I was selling solar, residential door-to-door sales. Within a year, I built up a team inside of a company. And after I built up that team inside that company, I decided to go and start my own organization. From then, over the next 3 years, through door-to-door advertising, strictly no ad spend, nothing like that, we built a team up of over 125 people in three different states, five different offices, and we generated with our partners a little bit over $125 million worth of solar sales in the 3 year span. So, you know, when you have something that's not funded, but subsidized by the government, where they make programs that are very easy for people to say yes to and hard to say no to, it makes for making sales and growing a business a lot easier. You know, I like to go into things that have less friction points, and I found that solar at the time was an opportunity that didn't have a lot of friction points, but had a lot of desire to get into. And so I saw an opportunity and I took full advantage.
Well, Mo, you sort of glossed over it a little bit by saying it was easy to sell. But the fact is that you went out there and hit the streets and made it happen. And I'm a bit of a sucker for people that kind of sell their way to success, because not many people can do it. What do you think you had in you that made you able to just get out there and turn it into a $150 million business?
You know, it's desire is like a really big thing. You know, it's desire is a huge thing. When you really want something, you know, I've struggled for so many years of my life, right? Like I went through this 10-year span of, and a lot of people think, like, you know, I started the company and then in 3 years I absolutely blew it up. But nobody sees the 10 years of trial and error that was never documented, that nobody knows about, that's just like failure after failure after failure. And I just got to a point where I was like, man, I've been trying so hard for so long, but I'm not getting any results. I'm just absolutely sick of it. So it was just a total desire to just give absolutely everything I could. And finally, I reached a point where I hit a little bit of momentum. And when I got that momentum, I was like, I've never been in this position before where I've had this type of momentum. I'm not going to loosen up. I'm not going to slow down. I've tried so many times to get to this state. And finally, I got to this state. I'm going to go ahead and just keep pushing more effort in. And I think one of the mistakes that a lot of people do is they get to a certain spot and they take their foot off the pedal.
I've made it. Down.
Yeah. And for myself, it was like, I've never been in this spot of momentum. I absolutely can't waste this. I have to keep pushing with it.
That's awesome, Mo. And what do you do over here with your coaching business? Tell us a little bit about that. MoFalah.com.
Yeah. So We train entrepreneurs and individuals that are in sales, and in solar specifically is the biggest niche that we have. We help individuals elevate their life, get their business in order, put systems in place, help with their lifestyle and mindset, and really just help somebody become a better person. I really believe that a person's character, who they are, is a determinant of the success that they have. You know, it's, you know, a lot of people say it's cliche, but it's the habits that a person has is what defines somebody's character. You know, I like this analogy of, like, you know, you ever play a video game and you can choose a different character, and every character has different attributes. You know, some characters have, you know, more strength, some have more speed, some have more stamina, right? These are different attributes of a person's character. But in this game of life that we play, we're the main character. And we can choose the attributes that we want, and we can improve those attributes by the habits that we choose to take on. And so I fully believe that if we can fix the character of an individual and improve the character, they're going to have a higher likelihood of achieving a better life. So it's not just like business coaching. It's, how do we fix the person? Then we fix the person and we get them in line with the things that they want to achieve, have their habits and their actions align with the targets and the goals that they want in their life. The person is going to be able to achieve the things that they want in their life. So a lot of people think about how, like, how do I do it? I think of, like, who do you have to become? Like, who's that person that you have to become first? And so that's what a lot of the program has to deal with.
Awesome, Mo. And you have really niched down on a particular market. It's solar. So what percentage of people are in that industry that you help? Do you also work with other salespeople?
Yeah, so the coaching program is actually brand new. So we launched this very, very recently, within the last week is when this program went live. After I sold my company, I stayed in the business for about 8 months to continue help transition it through and see things to fruition as we guide it. Over the last 6 months, I traveled around the world. I visited several different countries, from Asia to the Middle East to Europe, and took a little bit of time off. And in that period, I realized that the number one thing that I enjoy doing is helping people. So that's where the coaching program came in. So as of now, we don't have a split or percentages of clients. Right now, we're strictly focused on solar. We have solar. I have a roofing client as well, because the two act in line. But eventually, the goal is to be widespread across all sorts of different niches. But, you know, they say that the riches come from niches.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, eventually you could expand it, but I think you're definitely onto the right thing by narrowing down really specifically on something that you know. That's awesome, Mo. And so if there are some companies out there that have got a sales force, how do you deliver the training, Mo?
Yeah, so it depends on the location. If it's anywhere here in the United States, there's a fee for me to come in person. Alternatively, it's all via Zoom or Google Meet. And we have programs that go into group coaching, where it's weekly, like every single week, it's group coaching, you're in with a group. And then we have one-on-one coaching as well, with obviously limited availability based on my time and how many other people that we're working with.
Awesome. So if you want to have a chat, Mo is somebody that's definitely worth following. And I've put all his social accounts in the show notes. And if you're in this particular industry, this is somebody who has done it and walked the walk. There's a lot of sales trainers out there that they're really only good at selling sales training, but they haven't actually built a business. If you want to talk to somebody who's done the real thing, which is always the best way, then have a chat to Mo. Thanks, Mo. Well, we're a bit short for time, but I'm going to wrap it up for you. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing your wisdom.
Absolutely. Thanks, Julian, for having me.
No worries.